Hey, Kareen.
Hi, Tari.
Anyway, I'm excited tonight. We got a really, really cool show scheduled. So why don't you share with everybody what's going on tonight, what we're talking about?
We're talking about moving forward from pain. And what that means is, kind of recognizing and identifying where our pain comes from. We were watching something on Oprah the other day, which is where she was talking about all pain is the same. It's universal, which means it doesn't matter, what necessarily is what is causing our pain, whether it's drugs or, our childhood or, whatever it may be. All pain is the same. It's universal. Every type of pain is exactly the same. We all feel it the same way. We all just do different things with our pain. That's the only difference, and some of us may choose to distract our pain, or turn to drugs and alcohol or keep ourselves really busy. Others of us may try to suppress it, and then suddenly we lash out at somebody, right? We become aggressive or we do the reverse. We become introverted and reserved because we don't know how to handle the pain that we're feeling. But most often than not, a lot of us just pretend that it doesn't exist, and we try to push it aside, or maybe we just accept what is hurting us as something that can never change. And Oprah had something that was so profound. She said, "And until we heal the wounds from our past, we will continue to bleed and allow our life force to leak out." So we've got to go inside and handle what is going on in order to really move forward. And it's just another way of saying, if you don't heal from wounds of the past, you'll just keep getting the same over and over again. We've got to go inside and process everything. It's so important instead of pushing things aside because it just keeps, just keep adding up. So the only way to really connect with our life force energy is to go inside and address the pain, and so we can move forward. So that's what tonight's show is about.
Okay, so we have to go inside and address the pain so we can move forward. Can't you just let it go and say, I choose to let this go? Could you do that, do you think?
I think that would be the second step, but you've got
Okay,
to
but the
address
first.
it. You have. She had something too, which was so profound. It was pain, P, which is pay attention inward now. Means that any time that you are feeling pain, immediately go inside. A lot of times we don't want to handle pain, right? Because it's painful. Pain is painful, right? So we always want to push it aside, or we tell ourselves, okay, I choose not to feel pain anymore. Well, that's great. You can say you choose not to feel pain anymore. But you've got to do some work there on the back end of it. You can't just say, okay, I choose to let go of this pain and not feel it anymore. Well, all you're going to do is what you're doing essentially is just brushing it aside, ignoring it. Pretending that it doesn't exist. You've got to go inside and process it. And the one way that is so great is you've got to, in order to heal pain, you've got to feel it, deal with it, and then heal it. So you've got to feel it, which means you've got to, and we've talked about this, I think, numerous times on our Tuesday night calls before, which is how to process pain. The first step is to go inside and feel it from the very core of your being, everything, feel all of it. Feel the rejection, the anger, the resentment, the inadequacy, whatever it is that is causing you pain, be with it and feel it from the very core of your being and just feel all of it. And then the next step is to deal with it. See where it came from. Okay, I am feeling, resentful because of whatever. And this is not the first time it's happened. It has happened before, and this is where it's happened. And that's the only way that you can hear it. The third step is then to heal it. You can say, you place it with truth, and we've talked about that before, which is a lot of times our pain is caused from false beliefs, right? Things that have hurt us that are not our truth anymore. So replace it with an absolute truth, and then you can heal. And then you can let it go, like what you were saying. Let it go and choose not to feel it anymore.
Okay, I agree with you on this because I saw the Oprah show. It was a great show, by the way, too, as well. So when people are and there's people that are listening in tonight, and they go, well, how do I go in and I look at it, find the source of it, and then I heal it? But how about it sounds so easy, right? There is a process that you do to go through, and what if it's so painful you can't look at it? I'm asking questions that people are thinking. I know they are. So, you're. What do you feel? What do you think about that? I mean, how do you do that?
How, and then my question back to whoever is asking that question would be,
Well, that's
how
me now.
So how worth it are you to yourself? How much are you worth to yourself? Because, you know, would you rather deal with it right now and process it all and feel this pain, which is only temporary because once you process it, you no longer have to feel this way again? Or would you rather not deal with it and have a lifetime of pain? So which is more worth it to you? What risk would you rather take? Temporary pain of processing it now, just for a short amount of time, so you never have to deal with it again, or not process it and have a lifetime of pain?
Okay, so when you say process it, what do? You go back to, let's give an instance that you and I deal with a lot, you know, working with people. Relationships is always a big one with folks, men and women. More women than men, but still it's both. How do you think that someone's attracting the same kind of guy or the same kind of woman all the time? So the issue goes back, what, when they were young, when they were, how do they recognize that? How do they go back? What do you think? What do you feel?
You start with the now. You start with the now. You say, okay, I'm mad at my husband, you know, or for example, well, we deal with a lot of, you know, anger and, or, you know, frustrations within a marriage. You can say, okay, I'm angry, because, I'm angry at my husband because, you know, he tries to control me all the time. Okay. And I'm really angry about that. And, you know, then this woman could be someone that has just, she's carried this pain with her throughout her entire marriage, okay? And she's tried to distract herself by keeping herself busy with the kids and the whatever it is that she's doing. People turn to food sometimes, or the reverse, because they feel out of control. They restrict themselves to food, whatever it may be. You know, she could be carrying that with her. So what I would suggest to her to do is say, okay, be honest with yourself. That's the first step. State the truth. You are in pain. You just be aware of it and say, that's okay. It's okay to be in pain. Where is my pain coming from? What am I feeling right now? I'm feeling really angry at my husband because he tries to control me. I'm really angry about that. I feel resentful, all of that. And just be with it. Allow yourself to feel every emotion to the core of your being. Let it just come up. That's the only way that you can address it, is just is head on. Feel it. And it's going to be scary, yes. And it's going to be painful, because pain is painful, yes. But it's only temporary. Just do this for yourself. It's a small risk to take, so you don't ever have to deal with it again. And then just say, okay, well, where did this come from? Because behind every anger, there is an older hurt. It's not just what you're feeling with your husband right now. It's not the first time this has come up. Okay, so Right. Where in my life then, if I feel like I'm angry because he tries to control me, where else in my life have I felt like people have tried to control me? Ah, okay, my parents, they tried to control everything that I ate and the way that I looked, and they tried to tell me what to do all the time and all that stuff. Okay, all right, so what is my lesson here? If I'm seeing this repeated again in the past, maybe my lesson here is to speak my truth, to stand up for myself, right? And to come with compassion. That would be your way to heal it. And so that's how you heal it. You've got to address every pain. And it's only temporary, because once you kind of replace it with your absolute truth, okay, this fear of control within me is not my reality. It's not my truth anymore. It's just coming from a place of fear, and that's okay. Then you can heal it and you move on. You'll feel freedom and relief from it, because you won't be carrying it with you. You won't be carrying it with you. So to me, it's worth it. It's worth it. Just this little amount of discomfort is worth it.
Well, you know, you and I talk to people all day, and some of them are like, a little amount? This is super painful, you know, the emails we get. So anyway, and that's cool. But one of the things I want to make sure that we talk about, too, moving forward, is, you know, people get stuck in their pain or in their story. And so you're going in and you're processing it, but you got to remember to come from your heart with it, correct? Because you don't want that your story to be who you are, right? Because that's not really who you are. I'm a woman that just broke up with their boyfriend, or I'm a man that just broke up with his wife, or my divorce, and she's so this, and I'm so this, and he's so this. And we're so used to staying with our story, getting stuck in our story, we forget to move forward, right? You know what I mean? What did she say? Oprah said, I'm addicted to my story, and your story becomes your badge of whatever it is, badge of who you are, your honor or whatever. So how do you feel about that, Corrine?
Right. You know, I think part of the reasons why we get stuck in the pain and we can't move forward is because we, just like what you said, we're addicted to our stories. So it could be, you know, I just can't move forward. I can't change my life because, I've been sober for 10 years and I was addicted to drugs, or I can't seem to change my life because I'm a single parent and I've got all these kids to take care of. And I just can't, I don't have enough time for it. And that's just my story. I don't have enough time to focus on myself. That's being addicted to your story. And so how to change that is state the facts. Yes, you are a single parent raising your children without a partner, but then tell the truth that God is where you are and you are not alone. And you're still able to raise your kids in a loving and caring way, even without a partner. And that's okay. That's the truth. That's the story.
Right.
Your story is not, I'm a single parent and I just can't take care of myself because I've got these children to take care of. You know, you've got to find a different story there. If you're sticking to that story, of course you're never going to move forward out of that because you've been holding on to that image of yourself. So you've got to change it. So to get yourself unstuck is tell the real truth about who you are, about what you want, about what you don't want. Tell the absolute truth. Then stop telling your current story. And even if you don't know what your current story is, like let's say you say, well, I don't know what I want. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I want to go or what I don't want or do want. Just stop telling your story and your new story will surface on its own, just by itself. Okay, but at least stop telling your current story, right? Then state the facts and then speak the truth. And then ask for what you want. Be really clear about that. Have a very clear vision of what you want your new story to look like and stick with that. That's how you get yourself out of that.
That's what she said the other day in their inner show. You know, law of attraction says the same thing. Esther and Jerry Hicks. What I love about them is they go, okay, tell a new story, because we get so stuck in, I'm single and I'm angry, or I hate my ex, or I hate this, or I hate this, or people are this, or you know, like whatever it is that you're stuck in your stuff. Because we've heard it all, you know, a lot of it anyway. So maybe I should tell a different story. We haven't heard it all. Just to share more stories with us, right? But Esther and Jerry Hicks, they said that when the morning time, when you get up in the morning and you are sitting there and you know, having your coffee or your devotional time or your meditation time, one of the things is that you do is say, this is how what I would like. You know, for you and I, we want to take angel coaches and really do a lot with it, with our books and shows and you know, all the things that we're doing. But and we, you know, we also want things for ourselves for me, I'm just going to talk about myself now, to have a great life, live on the beach, have the man of my dreams. And, you know, so that's a story that I tell, and I get into a lot of detail with it. But when you get into a lot of detail with it and you go, I'm in the process of creating it, that's still telling a different story. You know what I mean? And they say that is what will really attract that kind of story to you, or those kind of things, or those kind of ideas, or that kind of life to you. I know that your intention has got to be super focused with it, though, for that. So that's those 10 minutes in the morning when you tell your story differently. And it doesn't mean that you have to lie to yourself. I'm in the process of creating this, or this is happening, beginning to happen. Because I think when you start saying something, it starts manifesting on the physical level within 38 seconds of really saying it. So you really want to be real clear about what you're looking for, you know. So anyway, but it beats the heck out of being I'm so angry, I'm so mad, I'm so hurt, I'm this, I can't have this, this never happens, he always leaves me, and I'm not getting the job. You know what I mean? Do you agree or no?
For which part you're saying,
when you ask the questions, when you tell the story, you tell it to yourself first, what you want your story to look like, you know? So, you know, for you, whatever it would be, for me, whatever it would be, like with each aspect of your life, like from career, man, prosperity, life choices. So be super clear about that and tell that story to, I always say, tell it to your angels or your higher power, however you want to see it. And if you can do that in every day in the morning time, take 5 minutes and do it, or, you know, laying in bed, that really does start changing. And that, you know, Corrine, it works, because when I started telling a different story, and saying, I wanted to live on the beach, I want to have this, this, and this, I live on the beach, you know, and I have what the car that I want, and, you know, some great things for my kid and myself. So it's pretty cool, you know, just changing the story and not getting so wrapped up in the anger of what I don't have or what has happened to me, because nothing's really ever happened to any of us. We create those things, and they just don't happen. So anyway, little thing there I wanted to share. Do you agree, though? I was going to ask you, is that how you do it? Do you tell your story to yourself in the morning? Or, you know, I think that's a great way to do it, too.
Right. I absolutely agree. I think the first part, though, for people to be able to tell a new story of themselves is that they have to process the pain that they feel inside. Otherwise, if they tell themselves a new story, they're not going to believe it. Right?
Right.
Because the part of that pain is the inadequacy, it's the anger, it's resentment, it's being so used to that. You've got to free yourself from that bind, first of all. Process the pain. Do it as much as you possibly can. You know, she said a really wonderful thing, which was, you've got to be willing to lose everything to gain yourself. And you're not really losing yourself here. You're just allowing yourself to feel the pain so that you can release it and heal it. Move forward onto a new story for yourself, okay? Once you've released that pain, move forward, tell a different story, and really be truthful about it. If you're going, well, my story is, you know, that I am a single mother, you know, or whatever. I think she said something that was really funny. It was like, she said, state the facts, which is, you know, I love my husband, but then speak the truth. But he's a weasel.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag. He's a weasel, right? The facts are, yes, you're in love with him. That's a fact. But the truth is, he's a weasel. So the facts are, yes, you're a single parent. The truth is, you're not alone, and you're totally capable. And you don't need someone. You are fine where you are, with God as your partner. You're good. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we kind of mix the two up. We don't know what the fact is and what the truth is. You just got to be really, really honest with yourself. There was a gentleman that had the drug addiction for about 20 years, and he's been sober for 10 years, and was asked, you know, do you want to change your life? And he said, yes. Well, how bad do you want to change it? Well, as bad as can be, I really want to change it. Okay, well, then why haven't you changed it yet? And he said, well, because, you know, I was addicted to drugs for 20 years. I was in rehab. And he was like, stop. That's your old story. You got to stop telling that story. What's your new story? Well, I don't know. Okay, well, if you want it so bad, why haven't you changed? Well, because I was a drug addict for 20 years. You know, that's what we do. We keep going, well, you know, but we, you know, whatever it is that we are pained by, right, that's holding us back. And so in order to really move forward and tell a new story, we've got to let go of that. We've got to let go of those old stories that we're holding.
I agree with you, Corrine. And I can't remember the lady's name, but Oprah and the lady that we're interviewing, the guy, you know, I want to be super clear with this, and you, because you and I've seen this with people that we talk to and coach and do readings with. People will sit there and say, okay, I've got to process this. So they stay in that story of, I'm feeling this pain, I'm feeling this pain. She did something, because I watched what she did. What is the lady's name? I can't read it. It's hard to Oprah, and what was the other lady's name that did the show with her? What's her name? The author. Yeah, okay. She said she, you know, when she was saying, okay, you have to tell a different story. So when she was sharing, telling him how to tell the story, she was also helping him process the pain. And she didn't take him back like a big thing. She goes, you know, you didn't have a dad and you didn't have a mom. And she goes, and then she says, and she told it in a different way. She goes, you know, I think it was him or it was somebody else. He had a great mom. She did the best she could for what she had. And basically, in essence, you know, once that he recognized that a lot of his stuff came from his childhood, right? Or, you know, past life childhood, whatever you want to say. But what I really, really appreciate about it, she didn't spend all this time there, which a lot of people will spend forever processing and saying, okay, I've got to feel the pain. So while he's going through that past, okay, and recognizing where that old stuff came from, then she goes, okay, you know, she asked the gentleman to come out there with him and said, hey, I'm your brother. I got your back. You know what I mean? And then he started being able to recognize and tell a whole new story, you know, which I thought was super cool, because one of the things that I know is people really get caught up in, get caught up in processing, and they forget to leave processing, and then they just stay there and they don't move ahead. Do you know what I mean? And I'm so hurt because, I'm so angry because, and I'm working on it. But they stay in that place for so long that, you know, they can be telling a new story and getting new things while they're still working on the old stuff or healing the old stuff or whatever. You know what I mean? Which I thought she was cool the way she did it. She did it in like a 10-minute period, 10 or 15-minute period. Remember? Yeah, so I thought that was cool. So when people that are listening tonight, you know, it's not something I want to be super clear about this because I feel strong about it. I think that people can heal it, go and process it and work on it. That is super important, probably the biggest step there. But the other thing is that while you're doing that, remember to start telling something different. I'm in the process of creating, or I'm a single mom without a partner, or God's my partner, whatever you say. But you know what? And you know what? I'm creating a great life for myself and my kids by, you know, practicing the law of attraction, whatever it is that you believe in, or, you know, telling a new story. So mm-hmm. because I don't want people to sit there and think that they have to spend all this time there doing that, you know. I don't know. That was something I got that was really cool when I was watching her show, too, as well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, she helped him to uncover where his pain was coming from. Because he was in so much pain that he had not processed it. He was still sticking to the, well, my life is not going anywhere because I've been addicted to drugs for the last 20 years. Although I'm sober for the last 10 years, I was addicted for 20 years. And that's my story. And so she got him to figure out where the pain was coming from. His pain was coming from the fact that he grew up without a father and did not receive a lot of love from his mother. And so he had been struggling with that. And so this would be a good exercise where you state the facts. His facts would be, Well, when you say the facts and speak the truth, his fact would be, I grew up without a father. I grew up without a lot of love for my mother. But the truth, speak the truth. But the truth is, I have overcome a lot of pain, and I am on my way to creating a new life for myself with new successes. And I am not a master of my circumstances. I define who I am. That would be the truth.
Yeah, very good. I think so too as well. So I know you and I have talked to a lot of people and working on ourselves as well. Man, creating a great story means uncovering all that stuff. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean you have to stop living. You start living just better. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's what I feel too as well. There was a couple other stories I thought that was really good on there. The woman that was talking about her son. Autistic son. Do you remember that? It's good. I go, wow, that took a lot of guts to talk about that. So, God gives you exactly what you ask for. And so she asked for a son, right? And or asked for a child. So when the child was born, he gave her a child. I guess she's a single mom too. And he gave her a child, and the child turned out to be autistic. I thought the reason they uncovered on the show when they were going through the, you know, steps is that she was lonely. So she wanted to have a baby. Wow. You know, so, she got a baby and, she goes, and God gave you exactly what she wanted. And she goes, she's having a hard time loving him and being with him and being his mom. And, what did you feel about that story? How she really, really got to the nitty gritty of that, of what was going on there. It's pretty impressive, I thought, you know, to come full circle.
Right. Well, I mean, her issue was that she was holding on to the idea that she did not get what she wanted, that she did not get what she asked for. And so she said, I asked for a child, but I have an autistic child, and it's not what I asked for. And she was told, no, you got exactly what you asked for. And so because she had been holding on to that story in her head, which is, I didn't get what I asked for, she wasn't able to completely be there. She cared for her son. She loved her son, took very good care of him. But she wasn't there mentally in her head 100% because her story was that she didn't get what she asked for. So she wasn't 100% all invested in her head. Which is why she went on the show, because she was saying, you know, I would have chosen something different if I knew that I would have been set up in this way. And so, you know, her lesson, but they helped her to kind of come into the real truth of the situation, which was, you got exactly what you asked for. and your son is a blessing, and it's a blessing that you are his mother too as well. And you need to start telling a different story, which is that you are going to be there wholeheartedly, 100% for your son. I thought that was just beautiful that she was able to kind of come to her own truth of, and that's how you process the pain, because she came in very pained, right? That was the initial response, was very pained that she couldn't handle raising her child. And so she did the steps exactly what we're talking about, which is, okay, feel the pain. Okay, yes, I'm angry. I'm resentful. I didn't get what I asked for. This is not what I signed up for. This is not what I wanted. Okay, so deal with it. Deal from where it came from. Where did it come from? It came from the fact that she asked for a son because she was lonely. And so when she understood that, she was able to release it and go, oh my gosh, okay, I did get what I asked for.
Right.
You know, we all, there's no judgment. We all mask our pain, you know, through, in different ways of loneliness. And some of us, you know, we eat if we're lonely, we get pets, we go to alcohol. There's all different ways that we choose to handle it, you know. And for her, it was to have a child. So,
but I thought it was cool. What they call it, they found out her pain was she was tired. She did not, she was lonely. That's the reason why she wanted to have a baby, because she was alone. And I remember hearing the part of the story. It's like, wow. I'm like, I go, be extremely detailed in whatever you're wanting, you know, because God's going to give you exactly what you asked for. Or be prepared for God to say no too as well. So I thought that was kind of cool. I think we got some folks on the call waiting to talk to us. So let's, I think we have Amy from Texas. You want to talk to her?
Sure. Hi,
Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I went to the doctor. I'm going to live. So at least I know that side of my life, my health side. I'm good to go still again, back on the train.
Oh my goodness!
On my mental state, I'm still day to day, but doing a whole lot better. And you know, it's amazing. I was listening to you guys, and it's like what you asked for. And like you sit there and you start saying you're going to move forward, and then all these other little dominoes and the blocks that you thought you picked up and you restacked, they're starting to tumble in front of you again. And now I'm like, okay, what section do I want this block in this time?
So let me ask you a question, Amy. You said that you recognized the other day when we were chatting with you about illusions and what's real. How did you come to that conclusion?
Journaling of just and I guess I don't know. I guess I don't know. Maybe it should be good healing therapy to admit my it's an action I chose deliberately to do and take the steps and. It wasn't premeditated. It was just, it was in a moment, and I knew I could foresee what was about to happen, what could probably happen, and yet I was still willing to take that, the chance and the risk, and ultimately going back and not really knowing or really thinking it through, giving myself time and just acted upon it, really threw me more rock bottom to the barrel than I'd ever been. And through journaling, as y'all have always recommended to me, that I realized in my action in doing that, it was, I guess I'm such a visual person that I have to see things a lot of the times for it to be real or for it to be in my face. And there was in my journaling that I just realized that it's been there, and that the reality has always been there. And what I was hoping or praying or wishing for or still even praying for, I have to still be honest on that, is an illusion of what I once had and what I was once hoping to be. And perhaps it could probably still be there, but it's not going to be there for a long time or with this
Hold
person.
On a second. Corrine and I want to help you tell your story, right, Corrine? This is good.
Yeah. You know, so it's I'm still back at the base of learning the reality and the illusion. So it's
Amy, hold on a second. Okay. Corrine and I want to help you. Can you hear us?
Yes,
okay,
I can.
Okay, we want to help you tell your story, okay? So your story was, I'm a single mother and I, my partner is God. And what's your new story? How do you tell your new story? I am a mom who's got some kids, and I'm creating a great life for them, and I'm bringing in the man of my dreams. That's your new story.
Right.
You get stuck in the old stuff.
I'm creating the best life for me now.
What do you say about that, Corinne? Can you, Preen's really good at this, about helping you tell your story. So that's just my suggestion.
Yeah.
What do you feel for her?
Yes, absolutely. I was just going to say, you should do the exercise, because you remind me of, okay, you've got to process your pain. Okay. You remind me of the story
right.
of the woman that was on the show. There was a woman, and I'm not saying that you're in jail. Okay. But we all have a form of jail. We are all in jail. It's the people that are actually in a penitentiary. They don't have a key. We have a key, but we're all in our forms, different forms of jail. Okay. But this woman, she had a lot of pain that she was dealing with, and she always had to be the strong person, just like you. She was also a single mother, just like you. But she was such a strong person that she could never talk to anybody about what was really hurting her, what was really on her mind or bothering her, because she always had to project this image of being this strong, independent woman. But she was really upset about something that her ex-boyfriend had done. And so she wasn't able to talk to anybody about it. So she went to his work to confront him. And she didn't get the right kind of answer that she was looking for. And she ended up taking the entire office hostage, okay? Something, you know, and because she couldn't process her pain, it manifested externally into a confrontation with her ex-boyfriend. And then because she still didn't get the answer that she was looking for to heal her pain, because he couldn't heal her pain, she has to heal her own, right? Then she ended up
right.
taking it another step further. And so pain is universal. We all feel the same kind of pain that she's been in, or that she's in right now. Same kind of pain. You are also there too. And so she did the exercises of, okay, what am I feeling? Where is this coming from? Because it's not just the ex-boyfriend that's bringing around this pain, right? With you, you've
right.
got to address that within you. It's not Mark that is causing you to feel this way. It is something much deeper that existed before he came into the picture. And he was just,
right.
he's just, you know what I'm saying? So you've got to really look to see where
mm-hmm.
that is coming from, so you can heal
mm-hmm.
it, so that it doesn't manifest again into another kind of confrontation, because you just are holding on to all this anger, you know what I mean? Or desperation or whatever. And then forgive yourself. Don't punish yourself. Amy, that's one thing I wanted to tell you too. There's no such thing as punishment here. You don't need to punish yourself, okay? Forgive yourself. Everything happens for a
right.
reason. Right?
Right.
So now you're telling
right.
a new story, which is that you are a strong, strong, wonderful woman with a lot to offer, and your sense of worth is not dependent upon attention from anybody, not even Mark. It is from
right.
no one. You know
no.
who you are,
mm-mm.
and you are creating the life of your dreams independent of anybody else. And if anyone else wants to enter into the picture, great. That's just icing on the cake. But you are good right where you are, and you're improving
right.
your life day by day. That's your new story.
Right.
Anyway,
and it wasn't really through that action that I realized that I was holding pain from my
ex-husband.
Amy,
I love you. Amy, hold on a second. But one of the things that she said, she goes on. I do love her, don't you, Corinne? One of the things is that, and I'm glad you called in. Thank you. Because you're a great person for this kind of exercise. You said something about your business. You know, you're a strong single woman and you're beautiful. But also make sure that you're creating a business, you know, and stability, financial stability for you and your
yeah.
children. That is a part of your new story. But
yeah.
your old
yeah.
story is not, I'm broken down and I need to forgive myself. I read your email, by the
no,
way.
I'm rebuilding.
Yeah.
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 No, I'm
your
rebuilding.
Old story is that I'm broken down and I'm broke. That's not you.
Yep.
That's not you,
that
Amy, and you
week.
Know this.
I'm
Tell
rebuilding.
The truth. You
yeah,
are not broken down and you are not broke, because you are making
yeah.
you're making your own business, okay? And
yes.
you are not broken down. You are strong. You know that's the truth that I see in you. So you've got to tell yourself that too.
Amy, one other thing, listen to this, okay? Because if you say that story again, I'm terrible, I've done this, I've been this, nobody really wants to hear that, especially that higher part of yourself, okay? So you just make sure you tell your new story. You're sexy, savvy, and smart, and you got a great life, and you got some great kids, and you got a great new business.
I do.
What
I
a
do.
Great story. And you're going back and doing
Thank
all
you.
The processing and all that kind of stuff. So
yes.
anyway,
yeah.
we're excited.
And
what's your
punishment to punish you too? There's no reason. There's no punishments. Give yourself rewards, accolades. That's what
I
you
am.
Deserve. Not punishments. reward.
Amy, I gotta ask you a question. Here's a big reward for you. What is your new business? This is the first time you said it on air, so maybe somebody will like to talk to you. So what's your new business?
bookkeeping/organizing. Just making your life a little bit easier too, which is sort of amazing of my walk and where I'm at, and I can actually do that for others, and I need to learn how to give the same gift that I can give to others to myself. But it's basically helping you organize, whether it's in your home or in your office, and make every day a little bit more functional, and so you have more time to do, rather be with what you want to do for yourself or with your family.
Ah, very nice. Very nice mission statement there. So good for you. So anyway, and you're in Texas, and if they want to get in touch with you and they're in Texas, then you can help them do that. So anyway,
exactly.
Then get in touch with you. Yeah, Angel Coaches.
Thanks.
Until you get your website up. So we're excited.
Yes.
Anyway.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Take care. Have a great night.
I'm staying strong. I sent y'all an email. Y'all should be proud.
Oh, well, good.
Most of you, yes. You are proud of yourself, so no more punishing yourself, okay?
So. No, I'm not. Y'all will be very proud. I'm standing tall, and I'm even wearing my 5-inch heels, so I'm good to go for a Friday night.
Listen, go punish. If you punish yourself, go to a male strip show. I'll go with you on that one.
Thank you both.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, see, I thought that she's fun to talk to. She's telling a great story now. So, and we'll just continue to tell that story with her. How about that? So, anyway, you know, so we were talking about the last, you know, the lady with the son, and she had a real wake up call this when I was watching the show too as well. And then the lady with that, I love her story. She goes, they were asking her, where do you feel the pain? Where do you feel it? Are you embarrassed? And she goes, I am ashamed. And she goes, that I did this. And when you can look at yourself and say those things, you know, I'm ashamed, or I feel it here, that's so key, because that's being honest with yourself. You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't even want to look at that, and because we're so embarrassed about who we are. And that was a big wake-up call this when I watched it myself, Corinne, because I was like, what am I really embarrassed about? And, you know, I was like, oh, my goodness, yes. You know, so you look at it, you process it, and then you can you feel better. You know what I mean? So I think it'd be, you know, and there's always new stuff you can do, you know, and look at. So that's for darn sure, because it's a journey. You know, the other thing that I really enjoyed about her, she goes, I knew I wasn't going to hurt those people because she held them hostage, 25 people, to find out if her boyfriend was cheating. She goes, I knew I wasn't going to hurt them, but they didn't know I was going to hurt them. I was like, man, just, you know, she was she's an amazing lady though, and she's in jail right now, but she goes, I've gotten the help that I need, and she's learning how to process and heal and create a great life for herself, even in jail, you know. But we all have a prison, which I thought was really cool how Oprah was talking about that. Just her prison has a key, and I was thinking, wow, where am I at? Where's my daughter at? You know, I was looking at that. Have you ever done that with yourself? You know, like looked at where you have fear, where you feel less than, inadequate? It's hard to look at.
I do it every day, every day. I do it every single day. I have made it a practice that anytime I feel any type of negative emotion, I immediately process it, so that it can be released. And I just do that, man. And I know some people are not comfortable with doing that, so you do it at your own pace. For me, it's just, that's happened. It's just my own choice. I immediately will stop whatever it is that I'm doing. Even if it's like an emotion and it's not really like, you know, there's no thoughts to it. If I'm just like earlier today, I was brushing my teeth and all of a sudden I felt this like, kind of like anxiety. Then I immediately said, okay, where is this coming from? I'll just stop whatever I'm doing just to do it so that I'm not carrying it with me. Because for me, I as an empath, we feel things all the time, right? And sometimes it's not even our own stuff. We're picking up on emotions and feelings and thoughts every single day. I have to make it a practice that I process everything that I'm feeling just so that I can make sure that it's mine. If it's mine, great, let me process it. If it's not mine, okay, that's when I set it aside.
That's always good. Not only your pain, but everybody else's. How funny!
I know.
Anyway, I want to go in the new story of the guy or the girl that's driving the new Jag. That's my new car that I'm going to get. Just to let you know. So it's like, yeah, I'd like to go in that story. You know, when we feel things, from other people. That's funny, Corrine. But yeah, you know what? It's a, what do you call that? Taking a checks and balances, and that's so, so key for people, don't you think? I think, you know.
Right, right. And you know, when you actually kind of get, when it hits you and you realize, oh my gosh, I've been carrying this pain around with me for so long, I'm telling the same story, I might just be changing here and there, but the same pain behind it. Oh my gosh, don't you want to just get rid of it? You want to get rid of it, right? Because you're like, man, this is what I've been doing to myself. I gotta tell a new story here. So how do I do it? So you gotta just look at it. And a lot of times we kind of feel like, and I know it's hard for a lot of people that when they're used to putting other people first, it's hard to kind of give yourself that kind of attention, right?
Sit
still for a second, take a time out, 5 minutes, just to kind of, you know, process your feelings or whatever it is that you're doing, right? Because we're so used to kind of giving to others, right?
Right.
Something that was so profound that she said, it was like, we've got to put ourselves first. And when we think of that, we think, oh man, it's being selfish if we do that, right? But it's really not, because how you treat yourself is how you treat God, because you are the representation of God in your life. So when you put others first, it's actually inauthentic. You have to put yourself first in order to serve God. You have to.
I really like that. Yeah. She said, if you put yourself last, you put God last. I was like, oh my goodness, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, when you sacrifice yourself so much and to others, and she goes, you're letting them, they're a thief. You know, they're a thief and they don't even know it. I was like, oh my goodness. You know what I mean? Because people think, oh, I have to give. It's better to give than to receive. You've heard that before. And that's not true. You know, it's got to be balanced, giving and receiving. When you give, you teach someone else how to receive. And when you receive, you teach someone else how to give. So that's super, super clear. But when she said that about how you treat yourself is how you treat God, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to make sure that I really be really super conscious about that. And it's not about being selfish. What does she call it? Being self-full, you know, so keeping yourself together, self-full, which is,
right?
Yeah. Love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. So it's kind of cool.
Right. And the reason why I process is because there was a short period of time. I think, Tari, I was talking to you when I was doing that. I was one of those people that, chose not to address my pain because I thought that I was stronger if I just didn't process it.
Right,
so I carried on with my business. And I remember going, oh man, look at me. I'm so strong. I'm not even in pain. Look at me. And I really was. All I was doing was masking it. I did not address anything. And never again, when I got that, since that day, every day now I process something. Every second of every day, I am so in tune with every emotion that I'm feeling, every thought that I have, if it's mine or someone else's, I am right there, because I will never allow myself to dishonor myself in that way ever again, because I saw how much more pain it actually did create. And that's what happens is for those of you out there that were like me, where you just tried to kind of push it aside and pretend that it doesn't exist, and you just think that you're carrying on with your life and everything is great, you soon realize that after a while, it just builds up, and becomes a lot worse for you. When something does actually happen, oh my God, that's like the floodgates open, right? And you're like, where did all this pain come from? Well, you were just keeping it all bottled up inside. That's where it came from. So we've got to kind of, you know, make sure that we, you know, can honor ourselves in the best way possible. And it's so true. If we don't heal the wounds from our past, we will continue to bleed and allow our life force to leak out. And that also goes the same for if you don't process the pain that you're feeling, you prevent yourself from tapping into that life force. You know, you're like a zombie living every day. And that's essentially what I was. I was going through life, as many of you out there probably can relate to. I was like a zombie for about four to six months.
Oh my goodness.
But, you know, thinking that I was the strong person. I'm so strong. I'm not feeling any pain. And all the while I was just hurting myself. I will never do that again, ever. I learned.
Oh, I know you did. But I remember when you went through that, and it's an epiphany. But sometimes we think the pain is going to be so bad, but the truth is so much better. It really is. You know, when you deal with it, usually you only have to deal with it once, you know what I mean? And then it's passed. And I appreciate that so much with my own story. And you know that it's been some tough times looking at things, and you know, just yesterday I told her, I told you, I go, you're a Debbie Downer, you're no fun. So I needed to look at something, and you were right. So I did. And I came to the same conclusion that you and my daughter came to. So yeah, yeah.
State the facts, speak the truth.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Ben, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, state the facts. It would be fun, but the truth is, well, we wouldn't go anywhere. It would not be fun in the long run, right? It would be fun now, not fun in the long run.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so we'll just leave everybody to wonder about that one. So it's all good. But yeah, I've learned a lot, and that was true. I was like, oh, she's right, and I recognize it. So anyway, thank you. And you know, one of the things that I took home with me yesterday, and when I was out and about, you know, with friends, and today is, you know what, I as well as you, and everybody that's listening, we are all representation of God in our lives, and I'm going to make sure I put myself first. And even now when I'm saying it, I'm like, feeling a little bit of, oh, should I really do that? You know what I mean? But I'm going to, and I am already. So that's my promise. You know what I mean? So I'm going to be a lot more fun to work with. How about that, Corrine? So anyway, what was it? Marianne Williamson, because I closed the show with the last few minutes. It says, our real inadequacy is that it's not, our real inadequacy is that that's the lie, but we are, I think she says, we're more powerful beyond a belief, and we're just afraid to recognize it sometimes, so a lot of times. So when we get that, we're so powerful. I think Nelson Mandela said it, Marianne Williamson, they said it the other day, then we become and realize who we really truly are, and that's kind of cool. So
right. I think you said yeah, ahead, that was Oprah said it too. Yeah, she said our biggest fear is not our inadequacy. It's that we are more powerful beyond measure.
Yeah, beyond our belief, beyond measure.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So, and we can always get unstuck by telling a different story. And you go, well, I haven't healed the past. Listen, start to saying, hey, I'm healing it. I'm looking at it. And I am more powerful than I ever really believed. And so, mm-hmm. or you know, so that's getting unstuck.
Part of the battle is just the acknowledgement. Yes, I am in pain. Okay, that's it. Don't pretend like you're not, because it just gets worse, right? Just say, okay, I'm hurting inside, because everybody's hurting. Everybody has some kind of a pain. Nobody's different, you know. It's totally universal. We just experience it in different ways, but it's all the same pain. So just say to yourself, okay, I'm hurting. I'm hurting a little bit. All right, and that's okay. That's okay. All right. And then tomorrow, if you feel a little bit stronger, say, okay, I'm hurting, and that's okay. What am I hurting about? What exactly am I feeling? And then just take it step by step, you know? You can be gentle with yourself. Be gentle, compassionate with yourself. Do it in a loving way and with forgiveness and compassion. There's no need for punishment. Just, you know, just acknowledgement. That's it.
Right. That's true too. And what I love about what we were talking about the show is straight. You know, state the truth. Tell the story about who you are and what you'll settle for. You know, you might, and that's where the weasel one came in. I love my husband. He is a weasel. I love my wife. She is she's always a beautiful woman, right? Because she's a woman. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah. And ask for what you want and be willing to get a no. But ask for what you want. If you want a new Maserati, a new house, a new this, be willing to ask for that. If you want to feel better, be willing to ask for that. And when you get I think it was just real key too, get a vision of, you know, what will pull you out of your story. And that is, this is what I'd like to have, you know, desire coming from desire. This is what I'd like to pay my bills, because you're always going to pay your bills. But this is what I truly desire, to live in the Hamptons, to live on the beach, to live and have grandkids. I talked to someone yesterday, and two people, and I said, what do you guys really want? Because it took them 7 years to really get together. It's a great love story. We'll have to have him on as guest, Corrine. It's an amazing love story. And they both loved each other and would, you know, and would talk about each other, but they never really acknowledged it. And they go, well, we got what we want. We have each other. And they go, but now what we really want is grandchildren. I was like, okay. No pressure on the kids there, but anyway, it's a beautiful story. So get a vision of what will pull you out of your old story. For someone like Amy, it's getting a great new business, working it, you know, and realizing how great and wonderful her kids are, even on the bad days, and how, most of all, really realize how wonderful she is. So, I think that's, That's real key there. So, and when you really focus your intention, and live without expectations and non-resistance, then you get it even more than you think you will, or you get the things that you're looking for and the ideas and the visions quicker. Cause a lot of times I think expectations, what puts us what we think it should be. You know what I mean? Like the lady with the son who had autism, beautiful kid, but she thought she wanted a child and that's what she thought she was going to get. And then she gets the child because that's what she asked for. And she thought it would be one of those beautiful babies that laid in the crib, you know, the ones that never make any noise like that. So, but she's clear now, you know what I mean? What, you know, why she asked for that and what she got, but be really, really, really super clear about what you're willing, what you want. And also be willing to get a no too, because a lot of times when you get a no on the form, it's just going to come in a better way, I think. Don't you think?
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, we got a couple more minutes. I think you and I, let's talk about angel coaches and what we're doing. We've got a new new set of classes starting on April 15th, and it's how to build your intuition. So when you can build your intuition, it's going to help you in every area of your life, from love.
It's psychic abilities. The intuition one is later.
Building your psychic abilities. But it's going to help you in every area of your life, from love, the two M's for women, men and money, right? You know what I'm saying? And for men, it's women and money, and career prosperity, life choices, health, you know, all the things that we deal with on a daily basis. So that's starting April 15th and goes through May 6th, I believe. And then we also have a manifesting call on Wednesday night at 9:30 East Coast time.
Tuesday night.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think I need to eat, right? Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast time. And so we talk about all different aspects of manifesting and creating a great life. And we also do future, and we also do coaching. So a lot of what we do and the type of readings that we do is on our website, angelcoaches.com, and you can email Karina and I there. And do you have anything else you want to say to people before we close the call? Because we've got a couple more minutes.
No, it's, if you want information, just go to our website and send us your information through the contact form. We do have two other workshops that are in the works too as well, that will be starting in May and in June. But the first one is opening up your psychic abilities for those out there that want to learn how to tap into their gifts or increase their gifts. That's the one that starts April 15th, and you can register for that online at angelcoaches.com.
Yeah, angel coaches. So before we close, because we've got about another minute or so, one of the things is make sure you're clear on what you want. I'm going to be really super clear about that and what your vision of what this would look like. If you want a house or a new house, because I know I was talking to you, a client today, she wants a new house and what that would look like for her. You know, down to if you want a beautiful house on the beach, make sure you describe it in great detail. If you want the man of your dreams or the woman of your dreams, make sure you describe it in great detail, from physical, spiritual, emotional, I think everything, right? And the physical characteristics as well, because those are really important. Tony Robbins talks a lot about that. By the way, he's going to be on Oprah's next live class, I believe, too, so kind of cool. And if you have a vision of what it would look like, being extremely specific, then that's real key there. And what did you say, which was a key moment or key, be willing to lose everything to gain yourself? That's cool, because some people say, oh, I got to stay because I won't have if I leave. So whether it's a job, a relationship, or whatever. So be willing to lose
it. They're afraid to process their pain because they're afraid they're going to lose themselves in the processing of the pain. But that's not what's going to happen. A lot of people are afraid to look at what they're hurt, what's making them hurt, because they're afraid they're going to lose themselves. But you got to be willing to lose yourself to gain yourself back. So I think it's worth it.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes it takes a little time, but that's okay. You know what I mean? Time's our biggest thing here. So I think that's all that I have to say. And so angelcoaches.com will give you a lot of information about what we spoke to you tonight. And we've got a great manifesting call. It is amazing. So it's on Tuesday night at 9:30. Send us an email. We'll give you the number. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Good night.